Okay, good evening. Mem Gimel on the Beit Chazara. So we're now in the last section now, as it were. Meaning to say, we're just going through the halacha and the maisa with regard to a ship on water. We'll just add one nekuda, and that is. We mentioned yesterday, I think it was yesterday, the question as to whether this din of Rochov, when it's four tefachim wide, does that apply, yeah. Right? It's therefore then there's tchum and hafidu l'malam e'asora, right? Even above 10, because once it's Rochov done, then it's ready, it's stable. Does that apply even on something which is moving? So we mentioned the machlokes ra'im and ra'avon. There is a Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham basically takes on that. I'll just try to make sure I get it the right way around. The Mogen Avraham takes on the feed itself. That even if a person is sitting above, he's sitting above 10. Right? Even if he's sitting above 10, but if the boat is 4 tefachim wide, yeah. If the boat is 4 tefachim wide, then it's a problem. Even though it moves, and even though he's above 10, it doesn't make a difference, since the boat is 4 tefachim wide.
Every boat is 4 tefachim wide.
Correct, exactly. That's part of the whole thing. It will be. And because the rabbi, the test of Shabbos, they ask on him, they say they don't understand. So then, when the Gemara brought Sariah from the ship, the ship of the Rabban Gamliel, and it says Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, they wanted to be Machmir, because in case the ship stopped. So what? If they're above 10, what's the problem? So to which the Gemara had to answer, no, we're talking about Berekek, we're talking about in shallow water. Why did the Gemara have to answer, we're talking about Berekek? Like you said, now it's done, the ship is probably 4 tefachim wide. Right?
And therefore, what? It doesn't matter if it's above 10 tefachim,
correct?
Because
it's 4 tefachim wide.
So it's independent. I mean,
yeah.
Why they were worried. If it stops, then you've got a problem. Why did the Gemara have to come onto a record? Why do I have to come on to know? Because we're talking about where the ship went into shallow water. Why do you have to come on to that?
We said that an amud in the Roshos Harabim, 4 tefachim wide and 10 high, is more than 10 high, is Aras Samech.
It's not because of Aras Samech. It's because once it's 4 tefachim wide, then already it's stable. It's a normal place to walk.
But it's what? Rosh Hashanah Yochid or Rosh Hashanah Rabim?
It's irrelevant. It's
a moving tchum. You're saying that the tchum moves forward.
Yeah. If you gain Shemisa, yeah. What? If you gain Shemisa. So that's the catch of the art. So the Master Dashek and answer, I wanted to share this, you said the Master Dashek, because I just think it's a very interesting, you said the Master Dashek says that. He says that the Yisoid, he says, if there is from the ground, from the seabed, let's say, up to the ship, base of the ship, there's 10 tefachim of water, then above there's no shaila, even the Mogen Avraham's masking, that whether your ship is 4 tefachim wide and it's not 4 tefachim wide, whether you're above you, it's zich above 10, of course, there's not going to be a problem. Why? Because he says, the water underneath the ship, there's no din of tchum in there, correct?
Yeah.
If you were in the water underneath the ship, would there be a din of tchum in? From the ground up to the ship, let's say it's 20 tefachim. There's going to be much more in the sea, right? But let's say 20 tefachim. So you've got 10 tefachim of water underneath the ship, where the tzad, the ain't tchum in amar me'asara, right? In that 10 tefachim, there is no din of tchum in. So it's ridiculous to say that now, on the ship, because it's 4 tefachim wide, there's going to be a din of tchum. A bit like you're saying, it's not a water in Aras HaMitzvah. You can't have a break like that. You can't say, here there's tchum in the first 10 tefachim, then there's no tikkun, and then it starts again because you've got four tefachim wide. That's ridiculous. But like you're saying, it's not connected to anything where there is tikkun. Of course, that's dvarim peshutim. The whole shayla is only when the ship is submerged in the water.
And it's below 10 tefachim.
So the bottom of the ship is underneath 10 tefachim, but you're sitting at a part of the ship above 10.
Then it's correct.
But it's 4 tefachim wide. That's where the Mogen Avraham is saying, if Yish Tukum in the Ma'ar of Me'al Zorah, even if Ein Tukum in the Ma'ar of Me'al Zorah, it's 4 tefachim wide. Even though you're above now. So Oy Vazoy says the Mogen Avraham, says the Machzor HaShekel, he says, Oy Vazoy, so now that question falls away. What was that question? That question was, why do we have to talk about Bereket? Why do we have to talk about Rekek? The answer is, because if you're not talking about Rekek, if the water is more than 10, then Avada. If you say, what are they? Don't tell me because it's 4 tefachim wide. Who cares? 4 tefachim wide is not going to make a difference once the water underneath is more than 10 tefachim. Even according to the Mogen Avraham. That's why the Gemara had to come into Rekek. Once you're dealing with Rekek, so now it's actually a low down. Then, like we said, even if the ship is 4 tefachim wide, so then it's going to be shayach the halachas of tukum. Even if you yourself are sitting above 10, it's not going to make a difference because the ship itself is more than 4 tefachim wide. The main point I just wanted to share with you is that you said it's very mistaken, a bit like my father-in-law saying, I'm going to call it Aris if you want. You can't have break, it just doesn't make sense. It's logical if you take it out. If I wanted to share that, but you make sure people understand that.
In my stuff in these days, there's no shayla at all.
Well, it depends whether you should come or you should come out of me.
But if there's a break anyway, and all the ships
the break is going to be because of ain't coming out of me. If you say yes to come in the Ma'ar of Me'al Zorah, then it's coming all the way up.
It's all the way up.
Why is it for tefachim breaking the position that we've already got and the ship higher than 10 tefachim? Why should 4 tefachim wide break that gap between the bottom of
the ship? It's not breaking the gap, nothing to do with that. If the ship is submerged in the water, and therefore you don't have water underneath the ship where Ein Tuchumen, then we're going to say, says the Mogen Avraham, Yesh Tuchumen. Even if you're about 10, it's not going to make a difference.
No, I'm saying
the ground up, there's Tuchumen. And when you come into the boat is 4 tefachim wide. So I don't care whether you're above 10. So what? The boat is 4 tefachim wide.
So it's got the din of tchumen.
So the din of tchumen are going to apply, even if you're stepping above.
Even if you hold the 8 tchumen, you're saying.
Yeah.
Because it's just like a continuation of everything that's there, and this is the classic case, so I suppose.
Doesn't matter where you're sitting.
How high does that go?
All the way up.
If you're walking, and something, I don't know, 20, 30 feet out, which you can never walk onto, and it's 4 to 5 feet, you're still going to say that.
No, it's nothing to do with that. Here, the vault is, you don't have any break.
I understand that, but I just...
And therefore, once it's 4 to 5 feet, you own a ship.
I understand that, but if you're walking, I mean, the classic case, I think they had a diagram at the back, they do have diagrams for these things, is that you're walking along, and there's something 10 to 5 feet, which is easy enough to step on. Well, it's not that easy, but you can step onto it. But let's say 20 or 30.
And you walk up,
you can't really step onto that.
Does that make a difference?
Yeah, it's still the same halacha, even though in the mice it's not shy at all. Everything they're talking about, like walking onto it, okay. And we won't walk in anyway, it's too high.
Fine.
So the 10 tefachim in the water, or more, doesn't cancel out the 4 tefachim wide.
Again, it does. If there's 10 tefachim of water underneath the ship.
It does.
And it cancels it, yes. Okay, so...
That's how we pass the mice, that we ain't tchum
in the mice. In water, yes.
And not where...
It's because water's the rabbon, so we're always going to be made for. So yes, not to complicate matters, yes. We will pass the ain't tchum in the
mice. So the sitting on the chair is...
Not going to make any difference.
But why can't we say the 4 tefachim is not going to make any difference? Why do we want to say that the 4 tefachim itself is relevant at all anyway, if the ship is above 10 tefachim?
It's not. If from the ground up to the base of the ship is more than 10 tefachim, then it's irrelevant how wide the ship is.
Okay, so when you bring it back to within 10 tefachim, Why are you focusing on the four tefachim issue and not the guy sitting on a chair?
Oh, so that's the chiddush of the Magen Avraham. That's the chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Everyone agrees with it, but that's the chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Right. I mean, I think Mr. Brug is noted to be maple on that one, but not by the Magen Avraham. Okay, because especially if it's moving anyway, it's too much case, the whole four tefachim thing may not make any difference. Yeah. That's the Magen Avraham then notes that the Yireim, which he's sort of basing on, the Yireim seems to say it's moving, and then the fourth problem doesn't make any difference. But he himself doesn't want to go with that. Fine. Okay, so yesterday we ended, though, we were trying to understand what is the whole vault about if you're on a boat. So you wanted to say that the boat's better than a station, it's the water underneath which is moving. It's connected to the Matthias, especially today. But what is talking about Shabbat? So we suggested then, one could be that it's not really a mitzvah logic, it's more mitzvah what I would call that in order to be considered moving, it has to be absolute moving. What I mean by to say absolute, it means that you are moving relative to something which is stationary. If you're on top of water and the water itself is moving as well, then, as in the rules of the law of the theory of relativity, there are external ways that you can prove it, but in and of itself you can't prove whether you're moving, because the water itself is moving. It could be this, and talking about if you're moving downstream, if you're moving the opposite direction, then that may be different. But so the kitzur, because of that, it's the gedda of halicha is absolute. So therefore, if you're on dry land, you're on something which is solid, then I can say that's halicha. Otherwise, it's not considered to be halicha, even though be'etim you are moving. That was one thing. The second one, which I think is perhaps a little bit more, it's also subtle, but it's also maybe a little bit more palatable, is that this. That when we define halicha is not that my legs are moving, right? That I'm moving. Movement is biyachas, it's again relative, but relative to a certain mokon. Right? Meaning to say, if you don't change your mokon, you may be physically moving, but that is not considered to be halicha, because you're still in the same spot. Okay? So if you're moving and the thing's moving with you, and you're staying on the same spot as you move, then that is still considered to be a shavisa, right? And the reason being, like we said, you haven't gone out to your Dalet Amis in one go, right? But even if you are actually moving it faster than the conveyor belt, but unless you're not moving out to a Dalet Amis in one go, that would actually be classified as shavisa, as per Rashi on them based on the base, right? That whole vault, because the Loshon of Rashi over there is, right, with the ship, Rashi says, because the ship, you know why you're not going to shavisa, or what you're actually not going to be going outside your Dalet Amis? Because the ship keeps jumping, it's coping, midalet le dalet. If it doesn't jump from four to four, right, it doesn't jump from within the four to outside the four, it just slides across the top, then that wouldn't be considered to be, you couldn't say, well, that's not Yitzhiya, that is Yitzhiya, because then it's you moving out, right? Yeah? It would be considered Shavisa, whichever way you want. You know, I think we mentioned as well later on, there's this Machlokas Ramban and Rivas as to whether you can say the same with the person who's walking. Because from Rashi it's Mashmah, if a person's walking though, if you didn't jump in one go four, then it's considered you've never been Yotzo Mimakoma, right? That's not considered to be Halicha, that's considered to be Shavisa. Whereas the Rivas, now that's the way the Ramban is, whereas the Rivas does, no, if you keep moving, you keep walking, then that's considered to be Halicha. That's not considered to be Shavisa. Fine. So Oy Bazoi, using this you say, so if a person is on solid ground, something which is fixed, something which is not moving, so then I can split it up. I can say Daladamas, another Daladamas, another Daladamas, right? Starts from where you are, we'll split it into chunks of Daladamas. So each Daladamas is a separate location, right? And when you go from one Daladamas to another Daladamas, that is a halicha, that is, you've changed your mokum. So I can call that Begeda Mahalik. However, water which is flowing, so Mimonoshok. If the object is not moving, it's literally just sitting on top of the water and it's being carried downstream by the water, then it's posh, Well, of course, the object's not moving. It's literally just sitting there like a duck, and it's being taken downstream. That is avada is an amatzav al shalisa, like the pashtus of the Gemara in Bava Metzia. But here comes the chiddush that even if the chepetz is moving, right, but it's not moving together with the water, right? So you know what? Well, let's go the other way around a second. You know what? Let's say the station somehow maybe the chepetz is even moving the opposite direction. So the kitzur, the object, let's say, is staying stationary, and the water is moving underneath, right? So then I'm going to say the object has never changed its location. Because why? Since the water is constantly moving, I can't split the water into four arms. You look at the water as one big body of water, right? And therefore, even if the chepetz is now moving, right, but since it's never going outside of it, of that single body, because it's always within the water, and the water is now viewed as one big body, so therefore it is included in the Shavisa. We built this idea a little bit on, there is a Yerushalmi in Brachos, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, similar to Shabbat Seifov, that if a person is standing by a channel of water, right, generally speaking, when you make a bracha on something, it's supposed to be in your hand, it's supposed to be in front of you. You can't make a bracha on something which is not in front of you. That's the halacha. So what happens if you turn on the tap and you make a bracha? So when you make the bracha, the water which you made the bracha on is longer. Now it's new water that's coming in. So we say, that's alright. Why? The lotion is in place, so the katan is coming to chiddush, because that was what your kavana was to start with. So, so the Mishnah Berurah understands the pshat is because since the water is definitely going to come, it's a constant flow of water, so therefore it's as if that water was in front of you b'shas the bracha, because it's very made to come. It's not as opposed to if somebody's going to bring it to you. Somebody's going to bring to you, that's not intrinsic that it's going to come to you. It depends on him bringing it to you. He may change his mind.
Even though it's your kavanah and you've decided.
Doesn't help. Right?
Whereas water flow happens.
Yeah, it's made. It's built into the bria as it were. However, there is another way of explaining, and that is to say that since the channel of water, it's all nimshach together, it all moves together, so therefore the whole thing is kegof echad. And just like if you had a massive luyotui, you would have in front of you a massive pri, right? So you're not going to say, well, sorry, the part which is in front of me, that's where the bracha was chalon. And the part of the pre which is outside the door, sorry, it's not chal on that. So if you want to eat that first, you have to wait first. Of course you're not going to say that. You look at the whole thing together in its totality. So too over here, I look at the water as one big goof, because it's all moving.
But you can say one whole ocean is one big goof, or one big river is one goof. And you're
correct.
Not, and therefore you move from one end to the other, let's say a river, that's not moving?
Only if it's moving water. If it's not, then I can split it up.
What do you mean, it's moving water? Really?
If it's stagnant water, I wouldn't say this.
So it's
assuming
not,
water
you're
would
not
be
saying, you're not
stagnant.
Saying this because it's one big gulf.
No.
You're saying it's because it's always
constantly
moving,
on the
move.
Even stagnant water is nice, it's probably always going to be moving about.
Yeah, yeah.
And this idea, Rabbi Marlin, he goes along that line. Right? He writes, therefore, it's not totally bechlal on one's das. He wants to say it's nothing to do with that. He said the pshat is that the halacha is that the bracha has to be chal on the object in front of him.
They're talking about brachas here, and therefore we're
Enochanami.
Extending it to the whole idea of the water being one.
He says, therefore, it's considered that all the water is already in front of you. So we're saying the same sort of idea over here as well. Same sort of idea. That the water, when you talk about water which is moving, so I don't split it into daladamas, 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 because there's never daladamas which is staying still. That daladamas just moved. That daladamas
right,
moved.
Right.
So I don't split it. And therefore it's viewed as one big daladamas. The same way as we said in a city. You don't say, we say the whole city is daladamas.
Right.
What do you mean? It's more than daladamas. It doesn't matter. It's considered to be one big goof. We view it as one big mokum. If you're out in the middle of a field, however, every daladamas is a separate location.
Yeah.
If you're inside a house, we say the whole house is one big location.
Right.
If you're in a city, the whole city is your big location. So when you're on solid ground, I could split it and say, daladamas, 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 because everything is fixed, it's got a fixed coordinate, fine. But when you're talking about water, something which is moving, I can't do that. So then I say the whole thing is all Kedar Adamus, and therefore even if you're moving on it, it's not your, that's considered to be Shavisa.
And he says this regarding Bichos and Nenin on water.
Yeah.
Right. It's not quite the same as a fruit or a
blast. I'm bringing it with Dalas Moshe. I'm just bringing it with Dalas Moshe.
And you learned it from the idea of Bichos and Nenin.
So that's how I wanted to explain, therefore, how this machaber, the idea, the Gabe Yashir, when you come in and you hit Ten Tzvachim, we say already, that's where it begins. So the Be'alach asked, but you haven't had any Shvisa. The Teretz is, on water, you've always got Shvisa. You're not really considered to be a Mahalik, according to this.
You just had to get below Ten Tzvachim, then you
and then you've already got Shvisa, yeah. That was what we suggested. Now, the Tzitz Eliezer comes along and he says, okay, so what is the din with regard to a plane? If a person's on a plane as Shabbos comes in, and by the time he comes in, Shabbos is already in. It's been circling, so it shouldn't be
Shabbos. It's wider than Porto Rocco.
Huh?
It's wider than Porto Rocco.
It's not going to make any difference now. Now you've got all the ascendants to deal with it. It doesn't make a difference if it's more than four, because all the air on the knee, there's no tchumen. If ain't tchumen, amana me asara. However, why is here different? Why may it be different here? Because you're talking about more than your base mill. We're dealing with Zeraitis. If you're dealing with Zeraitis, Yeshua will come in the Ma'ala Me'al Torah. Ooh, so now you've got a Shaila. Can you get off the plane? Says the Tzitzeliezer, Loi mi boya to be the Rambam and the Rashba. The plane's always been moving. From when Shabbos came in, the plane was always moving, so you've never come in a Shavisa. Even when it hits the ground, you are, but the Ma'ala Me'al Torah. Anyway, it doesn't make a difference. The plane still moves. Is when it makes that first initial stop, as they put on the brakes, whatever, as it comes to a halt for momentarily before they let go and then it moves on again, that's probably the point when you're going to Shavisa. The only thing is, it's not going to be a problem, because I'm still a mile an hour sorry. And at that point, we're not going to be dealing with your base mill, so we'll say, in a mile an hour sorry. I mean, depending on where you're going to be walking to, right?
Oh, you're not dealing with your base mill, okay.
Yeah. Well, it's not likely you're dealing with
No.
So because that's when the halacha kicks in. So either you've zikha got no problem to get off the plane, right? Right. That, and even according to the other shitta, which says about this whole thing on the water that the ship's moving, the ship's stationary and the water's moving. So according to this, we can understand now. He said that it's a double possible. Hey, zikha don't have that. Now, initially, it wasn't so possible to me. I didn't understand that because on a plane as well. You can also say, I'm just sitting there and it's being pushed by the air, right? So, meaning to say, okay, I understand, fine, you need motors, right? But what are motors doing? They're just creating thrust, and that's pushing you through the air. And if you're going to say, well, that doesn't help, well then on a modern day boat as well, you wouldn't be able to say that, yeah? And not only on a modern day boat, I'd say the same thing even on an older type of thing, because it's being pushed by the wind or something like that. It's not just the water. But according to the way we've explained it now, it makes perfect sense. I mean, I must tell you, by the way, before I come back to that, that's exactly the way the Rebbe Tzion Avashon understands it. He says, he's talking about the Gabi Tziruf for Zimmer. If you've got three people on a plane, they eat together, do you have a Zimmer or not? There's a Shaila. He's got one second. If a person, he's talked that in a car, on a bus, on a plane, he says on it, you'll see. In Simon Kufstam of science, if you're based, it's Mavor over there, if they're riding on animals, there's no kavir.
Okay,
so as long as they're moving, just if they stop in one place, on the Mavokam Echos, then there's Sir. Right? Even if they don't get off. Kinsuke in the Mavokam Abraham, and he's Mesupuk then, Sivkotan Chatzain, he's Mesupuk. I'm not sure which case he's talking about.
You can do because the people are sitting together.
He's about Agoda. In an Agoda, he's not sure. He says maybe if they're all sitting in one Agoda, when it's moving, right? The Chai Odin therefore says they should do without the Shem Hashem. So therefore says the Urban Tion, if you're doing it with if you have 10 people, do it without the Shem.
Because you're on a wagon now, we're talking about.
Yeah, on a wagon. So who are they in a car? If you've got three people in a car, it's a Sofik. It's again, it doesn't harm to do this. If you've got 10 people, go do it without the Shem Hashem. Right, don't say the kingdom.
Because it's not civil. Why?
You're all together in one thing. So maybe yes, maybe not, because it's moving. Is that a kavias or is it not a kavias?
Yeah.
Right? So he says that's all on a bus or on a train would be the same thing. But he says on a plane, yeah. Even when it's traveling, Avada you can be mitzarif. Why? Why? You know why? Because he says, because the Vagin Avron says over there, when it comes to a ship, that zikha considered to be a kavias. Why? What's pshat on a ship?
Because they can't go anywhere.
Because on a ship, he says, look, the pshat is, because the ship is not considered to be moving, it's just the water underneath you moving. How do you, whatever long distance you want to use. So he says, who? So he understands, well, they're on a plane, it's the same thing. You're all stationary and it's just, I don't even carry by the air or thrust, whatever you want to call it.
We're not
relying on the idea of all the water being one gulf or anything like that.
No, that's what he says. However, based on what we've said till now,
there's a difference.
And that's the way the difference between the two. The longest on the ship is a completely different longest. Of course you're actually moving, but it's a different longest. On a plane you don't have that longest, and therefore the plane would, according to this, it's not posh at the club. It's Bechlar, not posh. It's not like a ship. It's very different to a ship, and that's the way the Tzitzeliyahu takes on. Therefore he says on a plane, azicha, you consider to be moving. And therefore, you've got no problem getting off the plane.
To the water. So how does it say the
other? But you shouldn't bench then.
Huh?
You shouldn't should bench.
And should therefore, we're saying you've got a sophic, because we've got to be benching. Same as a car.
Yeah.
No, you do.
Yeah, I'm not saying
you should. I think don't bench.
No, yeah.
Once again, but the plane doesn't go with that the air is collecting air and pushing it. So it's like the boat is certainly collecting water, pushing it. So that's what pushed the plane forward.
No, I never saw a plane going reverse, according to the way we've understood it, that's not the water of a ship and plane, right? So with a boat, we're saying that there is a kavias or not. On a boat, there's definitely a kavias. That's what I'm going to have. You've got a kavias, and therefore, legabe tchumen as well, kenzan, you've got shavisa.
The reason on the boat is you're not moving, in a sense, not moving.
Correct. According to those birim we've given, comes out of a plane is different, and therefore, on a plane, you zikha do not have kavias, or it's a sophic kavias, legabe hilchas zimun, and legabe hilchas tchumen. You are zikha considered to be moving like this, it's Eliezer says, and therefore your zikha not kodea, you're not kodea shvisa until you hit the ground and it actually comes to a stop, and therefore you're perfectly good to get off the plane. You can get off the plane and you can potentially walk home from there. I mean, it depends on, you have to check the geography and things like that, whether you can find a route.
The plane, first of all, you haven't got 12 mil anyway.
From where?
And there's no, on the plane, when you get off the plane, to wherever you have to.
No, I can't. If you want to walk home, you probably do.
Yeah, that's another story. Yeah, you're walking with all sorts of issues. That if you can get off the plane, it has no kavias, so you just get off and that's it.
But you have a mokum shvita now.
But when you get up, you've got 2,000 numbers. But within the city, same story, I suppose.
Why do you think it's in the city? Why do you think he's
in the city? Well, it is. I think it's still a built-up area around there. He's still, he drives to Heathrow, the houses all over the way.
Then there's very little green fields. And when you go on the, go from the North Circular on the M4 to Heathrow.
But even Heathrow itself has got a bigger gap, a bigger opening than it has built up. How do you draw the line on the I mean, you're not in London even. You're not, I mean, where do you draw the line to it being?
I'm just not saying how you walk.
You're within the M25, I'm told. Yeah. That's all I know. I know the M25 is the...
Greater London.
I don't know what the M25 is, but...
So you're still going to look. If you're going to get between two and a half hours of more than 70 hours...
Yeah, so potentially you'd have a problem. See if you can find a route back. If you can find a route...
Dr. Schoenfeld. Dr. Schoenfeld used to walk on Shabbos to the airport.
Yeah, Shasta Chabbos.
Okay, that's correct.
Shasta. He did it for
the kids.
For saving lives.
Kinder transfer. That's right.
He did.
Well, the lives are saved for kinder transfer. Yeah.
Was Montefiore alive with trains? Planes? Yeah, he must have been.
I'm so sure. It was the 19th century, wasn't he?
No, I think he got into...
Was it most Montefiore? I think it was
19th
century. I'm pretty sure it was
19th
century.
He travelled all over. He was in Russia.
Yeah,
he was in places
travelled.
Like that.
It was
boats.
Yeah,
boats.
People
travelled.
And
he wasn't in
Atlanta.
No,
19th century. So, then you got also in a coach. You have a woman. You with a dog.
Suffolk.
It's a
Suffolk. Well, they're on Suffolk. I mean, it's Philippine.
Is it more of a Suffolk than a car?
It isn't the same.
But if you stop,
so you've got more people,
then you can
coach,
do them as the Zoom.
Yeah, if you stop, right, you can
even though if you're another 100 miles along,
you might have a, yeah, might have a, yeah, and you have 10 people in a coach.
So for those who have booked their fare, as we said, just to finish the take the plane to the next stage into 21st century.
Yeah.
That was 20th century. Now we're into 21st century. You see. So for those who have booked their thing on who is it? Elon Musk.
SpaceX.
If you've booked your place and it happens and you are going and you decide travel on Shabbos. And you come to, I mean, then he's not going to take you to the moon though, is he? Yes?
Well, space.
I think it's Mars.
He's going to mine and he's going to take people there. I don't know if you work for him.
Okay, so for the moment we'll talk about the moon.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the moon, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it could be the moon, it could be the space stations and these sort of things. Are you allowed to get off the rockets, right? This was a question which was actually asked in the 20th century, not 21st, with Rimmon, in 1980s. The Rob of Florida, or something called Rav Svi Kolikov, apparently. He was the Rob in Florida, and he had all these shadows with Rimmon.
He did not decide himself.
He put the shadows candidate, he put them to Vinite Gabriel, right? Vinite Gabriel, Gabriel Sinner. So he very possibly decided this was a little bit, as I put it, above his pay grade. So he sent the Shaila off, maybe to others as well, but there is a Shaila in Yoshev Yitzchok. Yoshev Yitzchok is somebody in Netanya. Just make sure you get the right volume, because he's written, he's got in Shavuos Teshuvos. At present, we're getting on for 60 volumes, right? Somebody is. I often he said that it's the phenomenal, just the number of volumes. He's not old, right? Shavuos Teshuvos, and it's just like every year another couple of volumes come out. Anyway, because he's obviously brilliant in especially in Halacha, and I think in Netanya. Anyway, so he addresses all these different questions. One of them is regarding this. And they made very clear that Rimmon they weren't asking about whether he should be going or not. That's a different question. You're not going to discourage him from going.
Yeah,
he's going, right? And therefore, if he arrives on Shabbos, can he do his spacewalk? And the answer was yes. Based on what he brings to the Sadiazar, so there's no difference to a plane. He'll be able to get off and he can go out.
And he's kind of Shrisa there and then. And that's it, he's got his, where is it? 2,000 hours. 4 hours plus 2,000 hours.
So he'll go more than 2,000 hours.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think
the Shadow was originally.
I can't make it. Whatever it was, that was built up.
It's still 20th century.
There's no town.
Yeah. What about the submarine?
So he has 4 hours, then he has 2,000 hours around.
Submarine,
they're one step.
Can you have a Zimmerman on the submarine?
450
Amas. I thought it was just saying that's gravity.
Yeah, because
I don't know how you deal with that. I'll be honest. That's a good question. I think it's still
that would normally be north, south, east, or west. If you're in space, well, it's like.
It's not space.
But it's everywhere.
But he has a problem about his point of gravity.
One step, you can move 50 amas or more. Yeah. It's not like.
So you're still with 2,000 amas? It's not. It's not amas. It's still there.
I hope amas. We said amas.
Not your face mill.
You've got large steps, then amas.
See a base. But this is.
No. That's based on. See, it's based on the gaps in between. So
it is based on this world.
How many times do you get to the next?
But you're still grounded somehow. Would that movement when you're above 10 to bottom not count?
Until you go to the basement, you don't have a problem.
Why not? What? So you just said
2,000.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you're going above 10 to bottom, you're going along there, you're landing there. So there'd be that three or four numbers which would be within 10 to bottom. Does that make the whole lot become part of the problem?
Upwards, downwards, essentially.
So then you would still have 2,000 amas.
Upwards.
But as you said, by the way, that is an important point. Well, if you're doing a spacewalk, then every step you're going above 10.
Yeah. So that was good.
Until you're basement, you don't have a problem. You're only going to increase when you're right there. And from there you've now got your base mill. My shiders, because it's still subject to a bottom, but my shiders even more than that.
If you go 3 umbers before you get above 10 to pocket, so you've gone 3 within 10 to pocket, you land your 3 umbers within 10 to pocket, and you've gone, let's say, 30 to pocket, or 30 umbers.
I don't know, I have to ask.
Do you count it only as 6?
How do you come down?
Or do you count it as 30? Because you
just say.
So you even if though part of it above 10 to bottom, you glue that in the
So you only have 2,000. You're walking, if you keep jumping above 10, right? That's what we're talking about over here. Kufit, Lamano Me'asoro. So that's a Shaila, Intchumino Yishtachum, Lamano Me'asoro. The only thing is, if you go 4 Amos in one go, if you don't go 4 Amos in one go, then you're back to this Machalik, right from the Rambam.
Yeah, but you don't have any gravity there, so you stay in the air and never come down.
When you walk in space, you stay in the air. No, you never come down. Are you sure you're not connected?
You are connected, of course you are. You must be connected. I think you must be connected to space. You're not related to the moonwalk.
Are you sure they weren't connected? 100% not.
You could walk in the air, no?
Okay.
100% not. They had the weight of the boots to ensure that they would always hit the ground.
You're only connected when you do a space walk. You have enough weight to overcome your weight and you can direct yourself.
You stand the air anyway.
When you are in that capsule, you stand there, you don't come down. You do come down. They put the weight to take you somehow. It's not the moonwalk, you never come down.
You could float. You could swim in the air.
No, not if you're wearing the weights. When you are in that capsule, think about it. You're flying all over there.
You're talking about in the rocket itself.
They're not wearing anything. I think that's what they do fly around. No, they use the rocket here. When the practice is down here, they use Velcro.
They have a special place you can put on yourself, but you pay for it.
They've got to keep their food. How's their food going to start flying over the place? They've got it all like Velcroed down and things like that. So otherwise,
I'll be finished.
We're still get off the plane, you've got your salad on first, and you've got no test for him, and you're all right. That's essentially it.
Correct.
And if it's above 10 Tzvachim else, you're all right, because you haven't got 12 wheel.
Yep.
Can't you say Lo Tarab Shemayim, or whatever it is?
No.
I think it's good. I do think the
original thing is more to the point, and that is you shouldn't be going there to start with. So it's a...
Yes. Remember the Kushners, when they had a travel on Shabbos?
You can use that money for much better things.
And they're supposedly showing the Shabbos. And I think Robert Kimchi makes some comment on these lines. By the time they got off, it was already below the 10 Tefachim, and therefore they could get off because of the Shvisa.
Yeah.
I remember someone saying it at the time.
But no Jews did it anyway, so except the one that tried to do it, he never come down anyway.
As of yet.
The only Jew that went up to space, he never come down.
Way, then maybe not.
The rocket blew up.
Another one as well.
Remember that
Jeff Bezos as well from Amazon.
Space race. Isn't Virgin also doing it?
Google. Anyway, because I'm not sure he's in the league.
Okay, so
1 minute.
Yeah. So the other thing in terms of answering the machaber, we cleared, and I'll leave you with this. Try to at least is. It is definitely a very sort of more wild chiddush, and that is whether we can use. I think try and explain it again next time properly. But the idea of when you got tzvekas using anhoga, which are serious to one another, could we say when you hit the tenth stopping, even though avadi you're not kind of shooting, you're still moving, but because you originally had a stopping to start with, whether yesh tikun l'malah me'asor or ein tikun l'malah me'asor, when you hit 10. It will have a knock-on effect. I can't explain it on regular levels, but I'll try and explain it next time. It definitely is going to be a chiddush, but that's what we leave it. Have a good chat. Hopefully, one more share.
I'm just going to worry about it. When you've been on the road, you let me know.
I went until